This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Columbia Store and Tire, Twin Cedar School District, Motor and Auto Group, Sheraton Hy-Vee Market Grill at the Hotel Sheraton, Iowa State Savings Bank, and Knoxville Hospital and Clinics. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you'd like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, the Pleasantville Clinic, Knoxville Regional Livestock Market, Dutch Meadows Garden Center, Good Samaritan Society Indianola, Hubes Garage, and Stan Drywall. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What does the coming season look like economically for area farmers? In the second part of a five-part series on agriculture, let's go in depth with Casey Gearhart, ag banker at the Iowa State Savings Bank in Knoxville. So Casey, can you sum up the farm economy just briefly? Let's just try with one word. How is the farm economy?
Turbulent.
Turbulent.
That would be the way I would describe it.
Okay, why? What's turbulent about it?
There is a lot of volatility in the markets right now. Margins are incredibly tight, cash flows are not working, and it's becoming increasingly difficult for the farmer to make their payments and essentially make a profit at this point in time.
So turbulent, and it's a little troublesome too. It's actually probably quite troublesome if you're a farmer.
It is. There's a lot of factors that go into the struggles that we're facing. Primarily the fact that we don't have a competitive price for corn and beans at this point. That's really what's tough. And it makes knowing your cost of production and your break-even cost even more important.
Do you know what the big picture is, why we don't have a competitive price for corn and beans?
On a global perspective, we've got a lot of competition coming from other countries. Everybody knows that Brazil and Argentina have been a player for quite some time. They're becoming a major factor in this global production. Early on in the growing season, it looked like Mato Grosso was going to get some heavy rains and production was going to be an issue for them. But they kind of leveled out, and it's looking like they're going to have a massive crop again this year, which ultimately puts pressure on the U.S. as far as a price is concerned.
And Mato Grosso
is the major production area in Brazil.
Does the value of the dollar impact exports?
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt.
The dollar's pretty strong right now, isn't it?
It's at an all-time high. And ultimately, until we see a reduction in the value, it's going to be incredibly difficult to get a price as far as corn and beans are concerned. There's some major players that are affecting our export market. China has always been one of our top buyers as far as exports are concerned for corn and beans. And I want to add, the U.S., we export over 50% of our bean crop every year, China and Mexico being the top buyers. But there are some other players that are coming into the game that are making it incredibly difficult. So from a global perspective, we've got Russia and Ukraine, Brazil and Argentina, and of course China and Mexico that are big players in this ag production game.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Dandy Farms, Van Monen Seed and Chemical, Pleasantville FFA Alumni, Marion County Auto Body, Jersey Freeze in Monroe, Knoxville Farm and Home, Melcher Dallas School District, and the Quilted Windmill. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss In-Depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the Radio Audio Media Player on KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Two Rivers Cooperative, Central College, Laley, Tri-County Veterinary Clinic, Pella Feed Service, and Dan's Plumbing and Heating.
A I continued my conversation with Casey Gearhart, ag banker at the Iowa State Savings Bank in Knoxville. From my reading, President Trump's suggestion to put a tariff on anything coming in from, was it a 30% tariff or something on anything coming in from Mexico, just sort of rocked the agricultural world, didn't it, because of the consequences? I mean, Governor Branstad and a lot of people spoke up suggesting that was a bad idea.
It would seriously impact the trade agreements that we have with Mexico going forward. The best thing you can do in terms of marketing with all the volatility that is presented itself from the new administration is to make sure you arm yourself with every marketing tool you can find. Attend seminars. Look at Iowa State's website. They have a lot of educational videos and marketing seminars that they posted online that will be tremendously helpful going forward with the volatility in the market. The other thing you can do is pay attention to programs that have been on and continue to be on marketing. Market to Market on Iowa Public TV is an incredible resource. Mike Pearson does a great job of outlining what's happening on a local perspective and also from a global standpoint. Arm yourself with the tools, get involved with a broker, talk to your banker. Do whatever you can to put yourself in the best possible position you can to get a price for your crop.
Now, we just had a planting intentions report come out on Friday.
Yes.
Can you sort of sum that up? Anything unexpected? Anything that we can learn from?
Not too much out of the ordinary. Corn acres were down 4% at 90 million acres, and bean acres were up 7% at 89.5 million acres, which is really no surprise. It's more economical at this point in time to plant beans, it seems. And up to the last couple of weeks, there was a much better chance of getting an attractive price for your bean crop than it was for corn. The surprising things that happened, cotton acres were up 21%, which is kind of an alternative, especially in this part of the country. But acres coming out of corn and sorghum were going to cotton simply because the producers are trying to find an avenue to make some money. So that was really the only surprising thing, but everything seems to be right on target as far as production is concerned and planting intentions.
I hear a lot about basis. Can you tell us what that is and how that impacts the farmer?
Basis is cash price minus the futures, and at this point in time, it's incredibly wide, which is what's causing most of the difficulty in obtaining a price. Soybean basis is 95 cents to a dollar right now off the board of trade price. Corn basis is somewhere between 75 and 85 cents. So when you're looking forward and placing a hedge or a forward contract, you have to subtract the basis off that board price. So if you've got $9 beans on the board, you're looking at somewhere close to $8 by the time you sell it for cash.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Firm Foundations Concrete in Prairie City, the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, Pella Corporation, Sunny Slope Greenhouse, Pierschbacher Funeral Homes, Pella Precast Products, Iowa Elevator Systems and Service in Carlisle, and Norm Rosendahl Tiling and Septic. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County Morning, Midday, and Evening magazines. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Pizza Hut of Knoxville, Ozinga Feed Services in Oskaloosa, Kraus Cafe, McGriff's Farm and Home of New Sharon, Harry's Ag Application LLC, United Farmers Cooperative, Indianola Country Store, Hy-Vee in Knoxville, and the State Bank of Bussey.
I continued my conversation with Casey Gearhart, ag banker at the Iowa State Savings Bank in Knoxville.
And we have so much production, as you said earlier. That's why I'm seeing all the corn on the ground still at various places around.
Piles of corn everywhere. I travel home once in a while. My family's in Kansas City, and there is a plant in north of Cameron, and for months now they have been piling corn on the ground left and right. and it just keeps getting bigger and bigger every time I go home.
So how are our cattlemen doing?
The cattlemen are struggling right along with everybody else. One thing I'll say is the farmer that is diversified, that has both row crop and cattle in their operation, they are doing a little bit better in terms of keeping their margins such that they are still operating with some success and even making money. I don't want to say that nobody is making money, because that's not true. There were people in the 80s that made money. There's people today that are making money. It just depends on how you manage your operation. The feeder cattle guys, they saw the biggest hits in 14 and 15. 16 was an incredibly tough year as well. And the cow-calf operators, they are starting to see some reduction in their profits as coal prices are down. So the incentive to coal cows is certainly less at $50 to $55 a hundredweight. The fires in Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas were horrific. I saw reports that we had lost somewhere close to 80,000 head, which, as horrible as that is, I would look to see maybe some kind of an uptick in feeder cattle prices after that kind of an event. But of course, we haven't seen anything major yet. A few months ago, we were still culling at a 7 to 9% cull rate, which would indicate expansion is still happening in the national herd. I believe at this point in time it has slowed, if not kind of stalled out for a bit. Ultimately, you know, the cattle guys as well as the crop producers need to make sure they know their cost of production and their break even and find an opportunity to market when you see the uptick.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on agriculture is brought to you in part by Barn Builders, Marion County Bank, Hormel Foods, Ag Resource Management, Jeremy Dingaman Concrete, Let It Shine Detailing, Suter Family Farms, and Great Western Bank in Sully. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about during our Marion County morning, midday, and evening magazines. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Midwest One Bank, Marion County Farm Bureau, McDonald's, Myers Construction, Sims Custom Wash, Janko Industries, manufacturer of handy products, Cargill Corn Milling in Eddyville, Culver's of Pella, Nearwood Winery, Animal Health Center of Knoxville, and Straw Hat Farms of Pleasantville.
I continued my conversation with Casey Gearhart, ag banker at the Iowa State Savings Bank in Knoxville.
Well, one positive that I saw, I think it was last week, is the last 4 months for which data have been recorded, is real estate values have gone up like 1%. And that's the first uptick in real estate prices since, if I'm remembering right, March of 2013.
Yes.
And that's farm ground. So that has turned around, which I don't know, is a note of optimism anyway.
A bit for the seller, certainly. Depending on the property, you know, Marion County average for good quality, medium quality ground is somewhere around $6,200 to $6,500 an acre, and that's pretty typical for our area. Obviously, farther north and north of the river, you're going to see a little bit higher value for crop ground. Some of the things that are playing into that, there's a huge push for hunting ground, and that's somewhat driving up the price. Ground that is scrubby is going for a lot higher money because people from Des Moines and out of state, they're coming to hunt. So
that doesn't have anything to do with farmland value, as I thought it does.
Well, I mean, I think there may be some uptick, but there's a lot of push for hunting ground at that point. I mean, that's part of it. Where I would value timber ground somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 an acre, a lot of times it goes for, you know, 2,000 to 2,500, just depending on the demand. A lot of it is for hunting ground.
It's a difficult time in the farm economy, and you're dealing with these issues just like the farmer is every day, only you're dealing with many, many farmers. What keeps you going through this? What inspires you?
I love what I do, even when it's ugly. There is no such thing as working with the farmers and not knowing who they are and who their families are. And what keeps me going is knowing that these people work harder than anybody I know. And I'm incredibly proud to do what I do and help them keep farming and keep going, because this way of life is the foundation that built this country.
Thanks to Casey Gearhart for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.